It's been a while since we had a night conversation, and the Lord put on my heart to just continue to talk to you every day. But the devil really does not want any of you to be encouraged and grow in the Lord and get closer to Him. But as you wind down from your day, think on the things that you endured during the day. Take some time to just give God thanks. You didn't have to come home. There are a lot of things that we endure in our life. There's a lot of lessons that we learn that a lot of times, honestly, we don't understand. And to be honest, and I will speak for myself, that you ain't trying to hear that. You know, you don't want to accept it. You ain't trying to hear that. You're trying to get at least some breathing room. You're trying to exhale, you know, and you're trying to find a way to keep your head above water from drowning in this life that has become so wicked and evil. And you might stop and say, well, how in the world are you on podcasts encouraging people if you have times where you feel like that? I'm human. You know, we all fall short of the glory of God. And I need strength like anybody else. I need people to pray for me that sincerely. You're praying for me to do the will of God. We're not meant to carry the day with us to bed. It's not helping us spiritually, number one. It's not helping us spiritually. We are to just rest in the Lord. We are to release our day to the Lord and get some rest. And it just keeps me mindful what's being housed in my temple, which is the Holy Ghost. And that's my go-to for really everything in my life. I don't go to people first. I go to the Lord first. And I had to grow in that. I had to mature in that, and I had to be disciplined in that. And I always encourage people, yeah, people are good, they're great. And you have some people that are committed, you have people that are loyal, you have people that are faithful. Even with all that, they're not God. And you need to hear from God, because God has the whole story and He has all power to control the situations in your life. So as you sit or you're laying or you're unwinding, in whichever way you do it, do not hold on to anything through your day that caused any kind of stress, any kind of frustration, any kind of tension, any kind of anxiety. Any kind of mental attacks, physical attacks. Don't even think about any of that. Take a deep breath and say, Lord, I thank you. I thank you for being here among the land of the living. I thank you for breathing in me and through me. I thank you for protecting me from dangers seen and unseen. I thank you for being the Lord of my life, the lover of my soul. I thank you for being my creator and having value in me because you made me. You've got to change where your mind is going when it's time for you to lay down and allow your body to get the rest that it's supposed to get. This morning, we invited the Lord for other things, many different things. But in the evening, we want to invite the Lord to rest on us. We want to invite the Lord to heal us. We want to invite the Lord to redeem us. We want to invite the Lord to resurrect us in the morning and restore our strength and renew us and give us a new mindset, a new attitude. You can't go to bed with a grudge in your heart. You can't go to bed hating somebody. You can't go to bed cussing. You can't do that. You can't go to bed angry. You can't go to bed unforgiving. You can't go to bed thinking about something that's going to make you mad for tomorrow. You have to be able to invite the Lord in every situation and in every area of your life. It helps you to get closer to Him. It helps you to rely on Him. It helps you to trust Him. And it increases your faith. It matures you spiritually. And as you get closer to Him, your mind changes. Your responses change. And you start to feel the strength of the Lord. And you start to thank Him. And you say, I got to get somebody else to know how to do this. I got to share this with someone else. As you lay down for the evening, and as you get your body ready to rest, make sure that you get some real rest. You should not be at a place in your life where you lay down and you can't sleep peacefully, where you don't have rest, where your sleep is disrupted, where you're having demonic activity take place in your mind and in your home, where you're being tormented and when you're being attacked. You have the authority over that, but you have to make sure you don't have any present active sin in your life that is allowing that demonic spirit to come and bother you. There's rules, there's guidelines, there are requirements. So when you lay down and you embrace and you invite the Holy Spirit to minister to you while you're asleep, it happens. It's real. I'm a living witness of it. I am testifying of it now. God does that. Lord, heal me while I'm asleep. Lord, protect my mind, protect my body. Allow me to get the rest that you intended my body to get so I can get up tomorrow and give you glory. I give you honor now, and I thank you in advance. It's not complicated. It's more simple than you think. It's just a matter of your will. Will you do it or will you not? And if you're not going to do it, I'm going to pray that the Lord touches your heart that you do. But for those who want to, and for the ones that are willing to do it with a cheerful heart. Don't do it like, here, take this junk off me because I'm feeling some kind of way and I'm still in my feelings. And while I'm trying to come down off of 1,000, Lord, you just going to have to wait a minute. We're not doing that. That's all carnal. We are going to take our time and everything we're going to turn over to the Lord. And we're going to turn it over to the Lord with a yield, with a submission, not with an attitude, not with frustration, not thinking about what world systems we have to deal with the next day. We are releasing it to the Lord with joy because we know that he's going to take care of it. Yeah, you got bills to pay. Yeah, you got to get gas in that car. Yeah, you got to go to work. Oh, yeah, you got to deal with your kids. Uh-huh. Yeah, you got to deal with your spouse. Tonight, you need to rest. So I pray that you get the rest that God intended for you to get. And that when you get up in the morning, you are renewed. And that you will embrace him in a way that you will grow and spiritually mature. In the name of Jesus Christ. I love you with the love of the Lord. Stay committed. Keep moving. Don't give up. God is watching. He's listening. He sees. He loves. And he will work it out for your good. Amen.